It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and God bless you all this morning. I'm very grateful to be alive today on my birthday, 55 years in this life. I'm looking forward to what God is going to do, what He is doing, and I just want to play a small part of it. We are not going to have a wellness segment today. We're going to have a worship thought from Homeward Bound. My wife sends her regards to you today, and so we'll have our word of prayer at this time. Father, thank you so much for just being such a wonderful, merciful, just, and magnificent God. We want to give you glory, honor, and praise this morning. We want to thank you for how you have brought us. You've been so kind and patient with us. We want to say thank you. Bless us now that we will be workers together with you without distraction. Henceforth, now, and forevermore, in Jesus' name, amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time.
Our topic is triumphal entry, the triumphal entry. And it is for February 19th and from the book Homeward Bound. I'm reading from Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Let's pray. Lord, as we read your word, we pray for your Holy Spirit, and we thank you for he has been promised in the book of John, I believe chapter 16, verse 13, that he would guide us into all truth. Thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Christ was following the Jewish custom for a royal entry. The animal on which he rode was that ridden by the kings of Israel, and prophecy had foretold that thus the Messiah should come to his kingdom. No sooner was he seated upon the colt than a loud shout of triumph rent the air. The multitude hailed him as Messiah, their king. Jesus now accepted the homage which he had never before permitted, and the disciples received this as proof that their glad hopes were to be realized by seeing him established on the throne. The multitude were convinced that the hour of their emancipation was at hand. In imagination, they saw the Roman armies driven from Jerusalem and Israel once more an independent nation. You know, I want to pause here, brothers and sisters, because in the annals of history, we see circumstances and times where God's people, well-meaning, misunderstood God's design, God's purpose for them at that time. And this is one example, and I believe it has an end time application. They expected Jesus to come. They knew he was the Messiah, but they thought he was going to deliver them from the Romans. Could it be that we who believe in these last day events to come, that we have wrong how God will deal with his church in the end, and that what is actually going through might not actually be an organization as we think it to be, but rather a people? And could it be that we tend to look down on people who have taken a stand for Christ and are not necessarily doing things exactly the way we do them or worshiping where we worship? Friends, we need to keep our minds open and make sure we're being led by the Spirit and in much prayer and some fasting so that we might hear God's voice clearly. Okay? Just want to bring that out, because in this story, they were happy to bring Jesus in as a king. And, you know, what's so interesting is we're going to learn that he didn't always allow this kind of, if you want to call it, pomp and circumstance, but there was a reason why he did this time. Reading on, all were happy and excited. The people vied with one another in paying him homage. They could not display outward pomp and splendor, but they gave him the worship of happy hearts. They were unable to present him with costly gifts, but they spread their outer garments as a carpet in his path. And they also strewed the leafy branches of the olive and the palm in the way. They could lead the triumphal procession with no royal standard, but they cut down the spreading palm boughs, nature's emblem of victory, and waved them aloft with loud acclamations and hosannas. As they proceeded, the multitude was continually increased by those who had heard of the coming of Jesus and hastened to join the procession. They had all heard of Jesus and expected him to go to Jerusalem, but they knew that he had heretofore discouraged all effort to place him on the throne. And they were greatly astonished to learn that this was he. They wondered what could have wrought this change in him who had declared that his kingdom was not of this world. So Jesus hadn't allowed it before, but he allowed it now. And it says they wondered what could have wrought this change in him who had declared that his kingdom was not of this world. Never before in his earthly life had Jesus permitted such a demonstration. He clearly foresaw the result. It would bring him to the cross. It was necessary then that the eyes of all people should now be directed to him. The events which preceded his great sacrifice must be such as to call attention to the sacrifice itself. After such a demonstration as that attended his entry in Jerusalem, into Jerusalem, all eyes would follow his rapid progress to the final scene. God is so wise. He wouldn't let them crown him king on the earth. He wouldn't allow pomp and circumstance, but when it was important for them to be focused on the cross, he knew that it was necessary for him to come in with triumphal entry, that their eyes might be on him to see what the final end would be. And they would see that he did what is much greater than any king, earthly king, can do, any president or prime minister could do. He died for the souls of every human being that would ever live upon this earth, friends. What a blessing. God allowed himself, and he knew where he was headed, so he wasn't glorying in the splendor, so to speak, or just being mesmerized by the accolades. Jesus knew this was necessary so that people would eventually focus on the greatest event that has meaning to the Christian world, to the whole world, the death of Jesus. May God bless us, friends, as we understand the wisdom of God, that he allows circumstances that we can't fully understand at the moment, but when we see the end, we will say, Lord, I wouldn't have had it any other way. May God be with you today. May he cause his face to shine upon you, give you peace today. Friends, it says in the Bible, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Let's trust him, won't you? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for just all the provision. I thank you for a new year of life. That 55 years ago, you saw fit to bring this clay into the world, so to speak. We pray, Lord, that you would bless us, that we will every day give you our whole hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Be with those who are suffering and in pain, depressed. Help them to see that you love them with a love that will not let them go. Be with us now in these critical times. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, friends. We're not going to have a wellness segment of the broadcast today. I will tell you that we are officially launching. The official launch of the Biblical Booster is today. However, there is a challenge on the website. They are working on it. They said they would let me know. The challenge is that you can't actually go to the shopping cart to buy the book. So I would just like to tell you, if you're interested, call me, text me, and I will give you a discount. And also, I would be happy to take the payment some other way if you're interested. God is going to move in this campaign, brothers and sisters. It's not just a campaign for people to buy a book. The book helps to support the campaign, but there's information on that website. By the way, the website is not complete, but the homepage is. And so I'm just kind of directing you there. And as more pages are done, you can, but you know, once the financial part is done, you can from the homepage click to buy the book. But there's going to be an ebook for those of you who want to look at it on your phones and tablets or computers. There's also going to be an audiobook for those who want to hear a narration of the entire book. And there's also going to be a course. So God bless you. Thank you all for your birthday wishes. Some have already come, including on Facebook just now. But at this time, we're going to have our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship.